Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Series 3, The Magic Sponge.
Yes, we're back, guys. Yep.
Hashtag yes. More Magic Sponge, and Dave delivered.
I can't believe it. What took so long, Rob?
Why was it so long? So if you're new listeners to the podcast, I'm Rob Beckett. This is Ian Smith.
Yeah, hello.
And Jimmy Bullard.
Yes, I'm Jimmy. Hello, everyone.
A couple of comedians and a footballer. Basically, the reason it's been so long is diaries, isn't it? We've been busy.
Well, no, you have, Rob.
Well, we're busy.
And I'm going to blame you for this.
Right, well, I've got a feeling. I've got a couple of things.
You've been on tour and you've had a kid.
I've been on tour and I've had a kid. Yeah. I've got a kid now. Right. But the main sticking point was I said... Like Ian, you what have you been doing?
Well,
you've been quite free, really.
No, I haven't, mate. I've been I've had some driving lessons. Right, you know,
okay.
I've been busy.
So fair enough, though. The main diary problems was my tour and Jimmy.
Yeah,
right?
And you know, I've got stuff going on, but I just don't like to go into it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, what have you done to your barnet? Let's talk about that first.
No, let's talk about why this. Yeah. Let's we need to answer the public.
Sorry,
of why
Rob,
we
but I've got to get on his barnet.
Why we haven't done a podcast? Because I rang you up and I went, I'm busy, Thursday, Friday, I'm busy doing that and I did my thing on Sunday. Wednesday, I went, I can basically free every single Wednesday, for the next 3 months.
Right.
Any Wednesday you want, I'll do. He went, I can't, Rob. I'm fucked then, mate. I can't. And I thought, oh, God, what is it? He went, I can't, mate. I'm sorry. I thought, what's he done? Has he got an asthma or something? Was he doing some sort of community service? Like, on a Wednesday, he went, I can't. I went, it's me fishing, isn't it? Can't not do any fishing. Does fishing every Wednesday. So the reason there's not been a podcast is because Jimmy the Fish has been sitting around a puddle.
The only day you could do. I could do 5-6 other days, and Wednesdays and Saturdays are my days of fishing.
But I can't move a tour show that people have bought tickets for.
Well, I can't move a fishing match.
Of course you can.
Of course I can't.
Right, so what have you been doing on Wednesday?
Full-time Devils, mate.
What's full-time?
You know what Full-Time Devils is, mate?
That's another shit show.
Is that, that huge YouTube smash?
It's absolutely fucking brilliant, mate. We've got 200,000 subscribers and I once met...
How many?
200,000, mate.
That's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Thank you, Jimmy.
And so how many views do your videos get?
Oh, loads, mate. 10, 20...
10 or 20?
Yeah.
No, but you've been doing your own TV show.
Yeah, I've got
he's got his own
my
TV
own,
show.
Yeah, Jimmy Bullard kicks off with London Live.
What channel's that on?
That's on London Live.
What number is that on?
117 if you've got Sky.
117.
If you've got Sky. Right,
and that's
if you've got Virgin, yeah. I still think it's 117.
Which is the number and the viewers.
But it... So out of order. See what I mean? I've not come on here for the third season to get slagged off. I'm going to be giving me confidence in my new
form. I thought he was good on it, mate. But just get him to get HD. It's grainy,
no,
mate.
Is.
It's so grainy.
Is it really?
It's so grainy. Jimmy's good at it. It's so grainy.
Is it really? What is that? Why is it so grainy, just that show?
Is it just that show? Have you watched any other London live shows?
Not really, no.
They haven't got a lot of other shows. They show a lot of films.
No. They show and all that, don't they?
Peep Show, yeah. They show a lot of good quality stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you're actually good at it, mate.
Presenter. It's my first ever presenting gig.
Yeah, yeah.
And I shit my pants. The first show was all right because the whole buzz got me through.
Yeah.
And then the second show was the most awful show I think I've ever done. I was just I had a meltdown. Yeah.
On live TV.
Yeah, well, it's live, yeah. So if you're watching...
He's crying.
I know I come over like this cool customer. But,
oh, yeah, you really do.
But inside...
You're
it
Eric Cantona, aren't you, of live TV?
Yeah, listen, I've never been so scared in all my life. But now I'm probably... I'm 15 shows in, so I'm like a pro now.
So did you have what was your meltdown?
I just had a panic. The real meltdown come when we was doing a pilot. And basically I went, I can't do this. And I just ran out. And the director followed me out. Because it got a big, like, there's a lot of people involved. There's like 15, 20 people. There's like three or four producers. A lot better than this gig. But
yeah. Just, actually, loads picture of quality is men. Better though on this podcast. Yeah.
There's two or three producers and directors and stuff, and I just ran out. I just shit myself, and I thought I didn't want a beer.
Where did you go?
I just run to the hall next door into the main lobby, and she came out and goes, "You're right, you're right." I went, "Yeah, I don't think I made up for this." She went, "Yeah, but if I wanted a proper presenter, Jim, I would have got one."
Giving you confidence. So I went,
"Ah, that makes me feel a lot better." And what she was getting at, "Jim, I just need you to be yourself, not present." I said, "Well, I am a presenter, and that's what I do now. That's like my title." "Yeah, but you're getting it wrong." So in my own head, I was having issues, and she made it worse, and it felt like the whole thing was on top. But then I thought, I tell you what, I'm going to come in and act like I do on the sponge.
Yeah, you did.
And
it.
Then... yeah, it went bad.
No, I think you're very good on it. I think you're a natural presenter. And it's
so that's it, yeah.
Good.
So it's wicked. It's great. But you've got
this is the most Jimmy Bullard thing I've ever heard, though. You're supposed to be doing Monday nights and Friday nights and did a couple and went, "Nah, just do Fridays."
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's...
Like you just don't do
anything. Yeah, I know, but that's a lot to do with my agent, and he's your shit agent. Because what happened, I've never been around TV before. I love my weekends and my free time. And the last thing you want to do is go Monday live TV. And no one else wants me on live TV. So try and make a show.
On a Monday, yeah. Because so Friday, I went, stuff's no. happened all week.
So we pulled in Jason Cundy, does the Mondays. I do the Fridays, and I'm happy with that.
Fair
I just
enough.
Struggled with Mondays, yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great little
So you've
gig.
Been doing your TV career.
Do that, I've done that,
I've been on tour and having a kid. Ian, what you been doing,
I've
mate?
Told you, I've been having driving lessons.
How's that going? How many you had?
I've had 8 hours.
Can you not drive yet, no?
No.
Can you?
Not 8 hours.
How many hours do you need to pass?
Well, this people say like 40, but I'm not doing that. I'm going to take my tests. After two more lessons.
It's the written there. Written. I did a
mock theory on my phone and I failed it.
Oh, it's
theory is really easy. It passes, aren't it?
So you've been pretty busy,
isn't it? Yeah.
So 8 hours. I'll turn your phone off. Your mum's ringing.
Oh, we can't be mums. Hello, mum. Hello, mum.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm doing a podcast. You're on podcast. Say hello to all our listeners. All four.
You
of
have
them.
To put it on speaker, Jimmy. If you want to do that.
Say hello.
Happy
Christmas.
Happy Christmas, oh, Jimmy's mum.
Even though we're recording this in October. But go on. Not really listeners, I'm only joking. What have you been up to, mum?
I'm just going to go and have a drink with my mate.
She's been up to more than me.
It's only 11 o'clock, mum.
Is that a lie or just going up the road?
No, I'm going Crook Lock. I'm going Ooh. With,
oh, my
day
you
with
go.
The Raymonds and all the nutcases. All
right.
Okay
then, go on then, I'm going to
go. Can your mum tell us a little story about you as a kid, what you was like as
can
a kid?
Can you tell, what was I like as a kid? Robin Smithy, and probably our listeners want to know, what was I like as a kid?
Right, he was very, very, very shy.
Oh.
Yeah, I was
you
true.
You believe he was the same boy as what you see now.
Give us Are a story you... then of that shyness, mum.
Of that shyness?
What about the phone calls? I didn't like, I used
he
to like the phone.
He would not answer the phone until we was at the age of about 17.
Not that one, mum.
He was at West Ham Football Club driving along without a mobile. No, I don't need a mobile. At 20,
True story. That's why I answered this phone, because I've turned into a lovely young man.
He's got really good at phones now.
Now, mum, what can't you do? What can't you do now?
Say that again?
What can't you do now? What can't you get me to do now? You can't get me off the bloody things now, can you?
Oh, he's on the phone 11 o'clock at night till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning every night talking.
I don't think we should talk about who I've been calling though. And dodgy channels. Yeah, I know. Go on then, go on, see you later.
Bye, lad.
I think it's a very nice call. That's why you should always pick your mum's call.
Why wouldn't you pick up the phone until you were
17? I was just scared, I hated it. As a kid, I was very what she said was true. I was shy.
Yes.
I'll tell you a quick story, if you've got time. I used to play for Dartford Football Club, and then Gary Julians was my manager. I don't know whether I've told you this, so you have to bear with me. And he, Gravesend and Northfleet wanted me. And I was 18, and my dad said, you have to call the manager to let him know that you're going to go in for Gravesend and Northfleet. Because I wouldn't play for Dartford, and Gravesend were a better club.
Oh, you had to ring your Dartford manager to say, oh, you want to leave?
I ain't going to call him, man. He said, well, what's the matter with you? I said, nah, don't do that. And I had to get my own dad at 18 years of age to call the manager, so no. But Gary, because he thought I was like... He thought it was my agent. Dad was acting on my agent. He didn't know I was shit scared.
Oh, really?
That's a shit story, but yeah.
No, it's all right. It's
a start, isn't it?
It's fake it till you make it, isn't it?
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at is I was just petrified as a kid. Yeah, I was a shy kid.
Just a shy kid. And then you come out your shell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how it's turned around.
We've had a few tweets. Oh, first things first, our guest today is Ian Dowie, but he's currently stuck on the M5.
And I thought we were talking about that next, and you brought it up.
No, we are. I'm just sort of letting listeners know what's happening on this episode. Ian Dowie is supposed to be coming, but he's stuck at the M5, so it's probably likely he's not going to be here. But we've got loads of other stuff to talk about.
Can't be.
This is going to be our catch-up ep.
Okay, so Ian Dowie's let us down, has he?
Yeah. So it's right, I've got some stuff to go
through. That's not very nice.
That means you can be more honest about how he was as a manager.
At least I don't have to tell him to his face how shit he was.
Wasn't that good?
Nah, I'm only joking. Just in case he turns up.
Yeah, just in case. Anyways, you got some. He might turn up, he might not, we'll see. Jimmy Billard, we've got a tweet here. I'm sure me and Smudger, Ian Smith, will get the call later today then. Magic Spuns, congrats, pal. I didn't read the rest.
You should have read the one that I was replying to.
Yeah, Twitter's confusing when they turn it round, isn't it?
Yeah, mate.
Basically, I tweeted I was on the Jonathan Ross show. This sounds like I've brought up a tweet.
Yeah.
Sam's given me this to read out. I'm not. You made me sound like a right idiot. Guys, remember when I did Jonathan Ross show and I did a tweet about it?
What I heard about Jonathan Ross show is it was someone like my mate Tom Toll who told me that Lou was pregnant. He says, oh, Rob's having a baby. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I was like, how do you know that? It's just announced on the Jonathan Ross show, and I was like, fuck out, you know you're getting famous when you're announcing your pregnancy.
It wasn't that. Right, first thing, guys, I didn't mean to bring up that I was on Jonathan Ross show.
Yeah, let's Sam talk just gave about me right. How big time are you? if you've been on the Johnny Ross show, Rob, you've made it.
Is that big time, is it?
That is as good as it gets. But now, how the fuck did you get that call?
It's not as good as it used to be.
Oh.
No, don't mean that in a bad way. But if it was on Graham Norton show...
Was it better when you did it? Was it him?
Yeah, mate.
Was it better when you did it?
Who were you on with?
Full-time devils have gone down here as well, if you ask me. Part-time wankers.
Who were you on with?
Part-time fucking naughty boys. It was on with Priscilla Presley, Elvis Costello, and Danny Dyer.
Oh, so all the big ones. The big A-listers.
What, Elvis's wife and Elvis Costello?
Elvis's wife.
That's as big as you can get.
Who'd you Costello's want?
Good. Elvis's wife? That's not big.
Okay. She brought on Elvis's guitar and Elvis Costello played Elvis's guitar.
All right, well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Being
who
impressive
have you got on Full-Time Devils?
Graham Norton would have Elvis
Who have you
Presley
interviewed
on?
From Manchester United on Full-Time Devils?
Juan Mata.
Ander Herrera. Well, just strictly Spanish, is it?
That's not bad, yeah. Where's the Spanish-speaking channel, mate?
I don't know.
Full-Time Diablos.
Yeah.
So was it good? What was he like? I've met Ross here a couple
times. Yeah, it's a really nice bloke. Really
good. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was well scary though, just sitting back there and Priscilla Presley, don't know what day of the week it is. She's sitting there going, I have no idea what's happening. And she couldn't understand me or Danny Dyer. And then she's sitting there and I went out last. So anyway, she's got out Elvis's guitar. Elvis Costello's playing it. Everyone's crying because it's a really like, sad
You've
song.
Got
and
to
it's,
follow that.
I've gone out.
Oh, God.
So I went out all guns blazing and then I was peeling, he made me peel a banana in my feet.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I saw.
So why did he do that?
He just knows I could do it.
He made you do that Elvis Costello has just played Elvis Presley's guitar. And you've got to
so Elvis Presley's guitar has been played in front of his ex-wife while I'm sitting there with Danny Dyer. who's half cut, and I'll peel a banana on my feet. And then
so
I go.
This is a skill you've got.
Yeah, but then I go, because I got a bit, it was going quite well, so I got a bit of excitement. I went to Elvis's wife, went, can Elvis do that?
Oh, can he do that?
And she went, I don't think he want it. That weren't the question.
Did you say that?
Yeah, and then I went, she went, no. I went, well, thank you. And I thought, why is I saying that? It's a poor woman's dead husband.
Got carried away.
Yeah, I just got carried away. Could your dead husband do that? It's all a bit horrible, isn't it? But
yeah,
I apologised after. But that was good. Yeah, it was good fun. But this was a tweet. So I said I was on it, and then you said, I'm sure me and Smudger will get the call later today then.
Did we?
But we didn't. We'll go at it together next time. But we got if we start doing this more and then get a TV show, we'll all be on it together.
Yeah, this took a whole year for us.
I know, mate, but you've been doing loads of fishing. We had your phone call earlier. I've got to get my pellets. Oh, hello, John.
I do love me angling, so that's enough of that.
What pellets?
The fishing pellets. So it's like bait.
So why did you give him a pellet? Why don't you just a little worm or something?
Because pellets are better.
What's a pellet?
Do you really want to go into this?
Yeah.
It's like it's a grandan fish meal, basically.
Grandan
fish meal, yeah. So they come in like different forms of pellets, and pellets is the new bait for carp, really, over the last 10, 20 years. Yeah, it's a great bait for carp.
Do you ever go deep sea fishing?
No, a load of shit.
Why?
Because I like match fishing.
You like match fishing?
On lakes.
You like competition, didn't you?
I like competition fishing, yes, Rob.
Fair enough.
I don't feel comfortable talking about that on this podcast.
What, fishing? It's because I'm a little shy.
Because I know four blasts are taking the piss.
No, I'm not. But it's just interesting because you're sort of all big, brash, dewy bullock. But you know, I'm just little Jimbo and I'm all shy. I don't like the photo. I can sit around a lake and get all my confidence up fishing.
Out of order.
I ain't going to do this very seriously.
All right, no, let's talk about what you've been up to. You was on Storage Hunters.
I was on Storage Hunters, yes. It's got to be one of the funniest things I've done on TV.
Really?
Yeah, it was so funny.
It's a Christmas special. So
yeah, it's Christmas special.
That'll have been on telly by the time this goes out.
Ian Dow
will still
be
on the M5.
You all had a partner, so it's double. So I had Cole Frotch on my team.
Yep.
There was Sean Ryder and Bez.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was...
What was you hunting?
No, there was Bob Mortimer and...
He was on his own.
So everyone didn't have a partner. But what I'm trying to get at, it was so fun. Have you seen Storage Wars, yes? Do you know what it's all about?
Storage Hunters.
So you got a bid of Storage Hunters.
How do you do it with celebrities? Have you got loads of crates and stuff? Or do you sell it to charity or something?
No, it's full blast. Like, you go in, but they obviously set it up, I think. And then you just bid. You have it's quite complicated to tell you the rules and regs, but if you just watch it, you'll understand.
So, but what happened? Only the rules and regulations. You need to know what happened, what the show is. So you're going around and you're bidding on.
Yeah, so you're bidding
garages.
On. So you go in.
Are we getting paid for this advert for Dave?
No, but what happens? It could be. It's obviously covered up. You can only see little bits, and you have to roughly go in and imagine how much that's worth. See if you're going to make some money.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what I mean?
Did you do well on it? Don't give it away.
Well,
we're a bit on by now.
Frotchy lost his head that much.
What?
Because who's the comic? You don't know, in the long hair, the Yorkshire bloke. Geordie.
Oh, Ross Noble.
Ross Noble, right? Yeah. He was right winding Frotchy, Cole Frotcher.
Was he?
Yeah, he's like right
Why
getting on his tits, like giving him in his ear, because it's an all day.
What's he saying to him?
Basically, what it. We was trying to do we was trying to earn money for charity, and Frotchy went, I've got to, he's like a professional boxer, and he's like, I've got to earn money for charity, otherwise I'm not going to be here for long. And I'm going, oh no, he's taking this deadly serious. And then at the end of it, we lost like three or four. We thought we come close to winning a couple, and then your mate, the comic, was winding him up, just getting on him bad. And he actually turned to me once again, I might knock him out, actually. But what he don't understand is he's mic'd up and the director can hear it. And I'm like going, Frotchy, you mic'd up. He goes, I don't give a fuck. Here, get one as well.
I'm like, get one as well.
Didn't his head go, Jim? His head went, right? So the director, you know how lovely Bob Mortimer is, right? Is he the most loveliest man I've probably met in TV? He's come up to me and goes, Jim, I haven't upset you ever. I said, no, not me, but you might have upset him. Looked up Cole and he's growling. So many things happened in it. It's so funny.
Oh, wicked.
It's the most... honestly, it's such a great watch. So I'm looking forward to see what they've edited and not edited.
Yeah.
But great day. Great day.
Could you go back and play still? Because you're still fairly young.
I've got... Oh, yeah, since we've been finished. I've got my own vets team now.
Oh, you got in a veterans team?
Yeah, I've got a vets team. Because my pub, the One Bell.
So when like ex-footballers go round and do little tours around different countries and...
No, we're not that big.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just a pub team, Rob.
Oh, right. I thought you meant, sometimes they do ex-pros, they do it and they have ex-Man United, ex-Liverpool play each other in, Dubai. and it's like Paul Parker up against Patrick Berger.
No.
I suppose you could have, like, you know, X-Hole versus X, well, you know.
Yeah, like, no, Tranmere. Of course you can,
just
but
sort of
it
go around, like, them home counties.
It's basically just all my mates who used to think they were good players all get together, like, and we're all over 35, 36 now, so we're all vets. And we started in the league.
So in a pub, you're in a pub league?
Pub league. No, it isn't. No. Oh. It isn't a pub league. We play out of the pub, the one bill, but not everyone plays out of a pub.
Oh,
we just
okay.
called it the pub because I thought, 20 blokes, have a drink after. More coin in my pocket. But up there thinking, down there dancing, Smithy, you know how it is. But yeah, where am I going with this story?
No, so you've got
I've got a vets team. And
how's
then, we're unbeaten until the other week. And I took London Live cameras down. We lost 2-1, 3-2 against Defiance. But we're a good team.
So,
we're bloody good. We're still in two cups
Defiance.
In the league.
Who's called the team Defiance?
Defiance, yeah, middle of Catford.
Really?
But they, I pulled in. So
oh, we have to come down and
I pulled
watch
in
it.
Lee Bowyer.
You got Lee Bowyer
playing? Lee Bowyer plays for us the odd games. Razor, I'm looking to drag in. Ray Parler. So I've got a few like ex-pros that are going to play for
What's
me.
What's Razor Raddock doing? No offence, but he does look like he's got a spring in him.
He's big. He's big.
He's lost a bit. He's lost
good
a
keeper,
bit
though.
Bit
hell of a keeper.
If he lost one bollock, he'd go up 5 miles an hour.
And then the other team had like four or five ex-pros.
Oh, really? So it's quite a high level.
So, yeah.
Like,
well,
amateur.
What I was trying to get at is they got four divisions, and then because like another 10 clubs started this year, new clubs, they've made a fifth division with us in.
Oh, really?
But our fifth division is probably tougher than the first.
So,
division.
Where's your home ground? Can people come
VCD,
watch
it? VCD, yeah. VCD.
What's
it's
that?
At Vickers, it's in Barnhurst, Bexley Heath. VCD are like in the Kent League, Kent Premier.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, if anyone wants to come, we plan a Saturday, 2 o'clock, VCD.
VCD.
And get on the vets' website, Southeast. This is turned into a plug.
No, but
it'll
be good.
It wasn't even meant to be a plug.
So what's it like when the players,
it's good.
Other players see you playing? Are they a bit like,
they're obviously shit scared.
And are you still good at that level?
Put it this way. I set up two, scored two the weekend.
Oh,
so
I
bust it.
Yeah.
But a week before, I was shit.
Oh,
but
you?
No, what happens, you think you can do what you used to be able to do, and you can't. So, yeah, I'm aching.
But you're still good at set pieces.
But,
no, it's practice,
hang on.
Is it?
No, same thing again. I scored 2 free kicks the other day, and now I ain't hit a good shot since the old king died, really. So I'm struggling.
Since
the old king died. It's just a saying that I have.
Oh,
I haven't hit a good shot since the old king died, which means a long time ago, Rob.
All right, okay. So I didn't know that. Did you know that was a thing?
Of course I didn't.
That isn't just a football saying. It's just a saying.
It's just a saying. Oh, fair enough. I just never heard of it. That's fine.
Right, okay. And once Barry Fry said that to me.
Like, arc it in.
Him.
Listen to him. Do you know that? Yeah. Better than Shanks' pony.
Who? Shanks' pony?
Do you like that
stabbing
one?
Stabbing up a pony.
No, better than, yeah.
That's what a shank is,
eh? Yeah, no, like but my mum used it as in better than walking.
What does that mean?
So if you moan, like, your car's a bit knackered, isn't it? That's better than Shanks' pony. Better than walking. My mum's side's a bit gypsy.
Oh, I've got you now.
I don't know if
sorry.
It's a traveller saying.
Better than Shanks' pony.
Yeah. Anyway, Ian Dowie probably would have got here quicker if he walked.
So what is the script of Ian Dowie? Is he stuck on the M5?
He's not here. Let's do the questions for him anyway.
Okay.
Jimmy, what was Ian like as a manager?
Ian Dowie was... Well, he was pretty shit. I'm sorry. I have to say shit, yeah.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Actually...
Yeah.
He's not coming here, so you might as well be honest.
It was
if he comes through the door, we can change it to good, can't we?
Games or something, wasn't he?
He was there... Yeah.
So what's Matt team did he manage?
He managed Hull City. Nah, let's have it right. He was all right. He just struggled. He struggled at Hull, and he struggled wherever else he's been. So.
You scored on his... I don't have the... You scored on his, the first...
I don't know how to
game.
Make this nice.
Well, don't worry about that. You're not making it nice.
He just struggled, yeah. I was at Hull and he took over for how many games did he have? Do we know?
Bounce
like
back
eight,
ability, though.
It was
that's
like
his...
8 or 10 or something.
Yeah, he took over the end of the season and we were struggling and then
we got relegated.
No bounce back ability.
Did he say that to you in the dressing room?
No.
That's his phrase that he had on the telly, isn't it?
I know, yeah. He tried...
That was when he was Palace manager, wasn't he?
Is
talking
right?
of Palace, though.
But he's been, he was struggling.
Talking of Crystal Palace, you know, the high-flying potential European...
I can't remember who their manager is.
Yeah, who's them? Who's that?
Oh, come on. I just fell in. I didn't know where you was getting at. Do we really? I'm not even going to say it this show.
What's that?
Nah, you know who it is.
Who? Who is it?
I don't know. There's a picture of him here, though.
Oh, that fella. Oh, he's good
I see.
Fella.
What is this all about?
He's
what's his character? Let's have a look at this.
Alan Pardew, current manager of Palace. one of the best.
Why don't you just England concentrate
manager.
On
next England manager? They
has
reckon.
He got a Palace scarf round his neck in the middle of the pub, staying on a table.
Yes.
That is exactly what's happening.
So this is basically Alan Pardew went to he met some supporters, the Holmesdale Fanatics, their 10-year anniversary. He joined them at the pub and he stood on the table with a Palace scarf around his neck in a big power stance, talking to them all.
He looks like he's doing that in a little teapot song.
Fair enough. If, to be fair,
if it looks like he'd be, I reckon he'd be really good on The Apprentice.
If he's at a Palace do. Fans, fair enough. But yeah, what's the script with him this series? Can we not talk about him, please?
Pardew?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's only because we're talking about managers. Yeah. That's all.
And invented words. Was it you who invented chocolado?
Chocolado, yeah. He would eat himself, yes. Yes.
Also, I was going to say, was this what you're saying, football
stand? Chocolado.
You're doing a football sports panel show thing, weren't you, as well? Play to the Whistle. That's another thing he was doing last year.
Yeah.
How was that?
Most random gig ever. First show, I was like, Jim.
So basically, this is the ITV panel show where it's Frank Lampard's team captain with Bradley Walsh, Holly Willoughby presenting, a couple of comedians on it.
Yeah.
And you're.
You come on.
I came on it as
you
a guest.
Was on one, yeah.
I was on it as a guest. Romesh is a regular.
That's correct.
And then Sean Walsh does the scores.
I think I was asked, but I was busy as
Ian was really busy with his YouTube thing.
To be fair, great show. It was good.
So what was your role on it again? You were sort of...
I was like, I had the most random gig. I remember the first...
How did you get that gig?
Just my agent called me up.
He's shitting, hey?
Oh, he's proper cack.
Whenever
he's
awful.
He's got me one good gig.
What's that?
One good gig, and that is The Jungle. And I was still the lowest paid in there.
Who got you that gig?
Probably you. Probably you, Rob. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Such a shit agent. But did you really? What? You've definitely put a word in, didn't you? But no, what I was getting back to that show, I said to Jim, what do they want me for? He said, I don't know, they won't let on. So I got there, and no wonder they didn't let on. The first show that I'd done, they dressed me up as a woman. So, and then...
You look good, though.
Pulled out a tray for Frank Lampard to either keep up a cabbage, pickled onion, or a book. Like, what do you... Like, come on.
Oh, come on, Smithy, turn it off. Right, in honour of Ian Dowie, who's not here, I've got... he's an experienced commentator nowadays, isn't he, on Soccer Saturday?
So he is, yes.
Play a little game with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Jimmy and Ian, if I give you a match scenario, and then can you commentate on it as if you was at the ground? You know?
Okay.
So, like, you know, well, like on Soccer Saturday... Yeah,
so
separately.
Just, we can imagine Jeff Stelling
here,
yeah.
You're ugly, so you go Dowie.
What?
I won't say Ian's ugly. I'll just say he doesn't make the most of what he's got. You know?
No, to be fair, I think that's fair enough.
Nah, you are good. You are good looking, man.
Yeah,
and then we're on a panel.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying? Is that what you're doing?
That's what we're doing, yeah. Oh, right, so you can, or you can be at the ground.
Did you already set
that
up, Rob? Sorry, I'm
fine.
No,
it's fine, it's fine. Right, Ian, you're up first, right?
Okay.
We're cutting to Ian Smith now, who's at Bramall Lane for the Sheffield Derby, and we've just heard multiple players have been sent off. Ian, what's happening?
Jeff is absolutely kicking the fuck off here. Six players sent off, his carnage. The chairman's on the pitch. He's fucking sub up. Oh my God, the fans, come on. He's had his head off. The goalkeeper's smacking someone in the face. It's absolutely awful, mate. The match is going to get abandoned in this rate. It's too old.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Back to you, Jeff.
Okay. Jim. Right, here I go. Okay. It's 2-2 at Portman Road between Ipswich and Hull, and we've just heard that a dog has got on the pitch and nicked the corner flag. Luckily, Jimmy Billard is there for us. Jimmy.
You wouldn't believe it, Jeff. There's a dog just ran on the pitch, nibbling at the ref's ankles, and then he's gone over to the corner flag, thought it was a bone, and took it from the corner. Basically, Jeff. And then Bullard, as always, has got them all out of jail, picked the dog up, caressed it like it's his own, put it in the tunnel, and took it for a lovely bathe. Back to you, Jeff.
Oh,
2-1.
Well done,
Bullard and the dog missing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Thank God we didn't send Dean Windass to that game.
Yes.
We've got no Ian Dowie, but Ian, you can do the FIFA stats game.
So, the FIFA stats. So this time, it's just it's Bullard versus Dowie. Do you reckon you're better than him? This is...
Bullard versus Dowie. It was Dowie on FIFA?
Yeah,
what FIFA was he on?
Was it 09 for Dowie?
No. Oh, no. Oh, 96.
Oh, no.
I thought
it was 1909. Yeah, so 2009, Jimmy Bullard. 96,
Ian Dowie.
So you're both 30 years old in this.
Who do you reckon you was better than Dowie at your peak?
I don't know. Dowie weren't bad, was he?
He was decent, wasn't he?
Could, yeah, he was a lot better player than a manager. Let's have it, put it right. But he was a goal scorer, weren't he? A striker.
Talking of managers, what would you say? What's Jamie Ann doing now? Shit-bombed?
Yeah, he's anyone who knows Andy, he's assistant at Tranmere.
So does
how
he,
the hell has he got that gig?
Shitting in a bath.
Yeah, and he's actually pulled me out. He goes, "Could you keep the stories to a minimum there? Because I'm an assistant."
Oh, really? So we can't talk about him shitting in baths to make it his own, no. Like a disgruntled
that's good
dog.
Motivation for the players, isn't it? If you fuck imagine up him, he's just going to shit on you.
Imagine him as an assistant. I can that club
you're
has
telling
got,
you off.
Nah, that is so bad.
Right, FIFA.
Right, yeah, FIFA stats.
So let's get this straight. Okay. So it was Bullard in 2009 when he was 30.
Bullard,
Ian Dowie, FIFA 96.
Yeah, both 30 years old. You're in your prime. Who's got the better ball control?
Better ball control. I'd say me.
Yeah, 80-72.
Yeah,
oh,
I'd say
80,
me.
Nice. Hitting that's good. That's
8 points.
That was a strong point of my game.
I love your thing you do on Soccer M, by the way.
Oh, you know the drill?
Yeah.
You've been watching it?
Really good,
I've been up to a lot. All of us have been up to a lot since we've been away, haven't we?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I just come up with that. Yeah, really good. Okay, yeah,
it's just nice. I'm not seeing you for ages. We're actually having a fucking catch up.
Yeah,
and it's free anyway, so fuck off and go home if you don't like it. Fucking turn it off and buy something, you cheap.
Oh, please make the edit. Please make the edit. Please.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Who's got the best strength?
Dowie.
Yes, 86 to Dowie, 76 to Bullard. What about heading?
Dowie.
Oh, no, 62-58.
Yeah, because Dowie looks like a header.
Dowie looks like his face partnered him.
What about aggression?
I'd say Dowie.
You say that, but this is the most surprising one. You got 78 for aggression.
And what did Dowie
which
get?
Which is quite good. 48.
Is
a gentle
he, an
giant?
Angel? Was he prancing around in a litter? Are you mad?
I don't know. I don't make up the stats.
Yeah, but go on.
Finishing.
Oh, got to be him. Dowie.
Yeah, 72 to your 68. Not bad, though.
68's weak, isn't it, for your finishing?
He got fucking 81 agility.
Who, Dowie?
He ain't that fast, is he?
Agility's not speed.
Why the fuck is agility, then?
Agility is if you can put your leg behind
it's
your ear.
It's being, like, flexible and jumping and,
is
like...
Is it?
I agile.
I doubt that very much because I can put my winkle.
I know what agility is, you dickhead.
I can put my winkle behind my ear. Oh, so he ain't that agile.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I thought it. Oh, fuck yeah. Nimbleness or the ability to change body's position efficiently. Oh, yeah. I thought it was a bit like if you're agile, you're quite fast as well.
No, because that's speed.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Would come into a, no.
We got this tweet here. In honour of Ian Dowie, who's still stuck on the M5, nowhere to be seen. This bloke's got a tattoo of Ian Dowie. Is that Ian Dowie's name and a heart? Why would you ever have that? There's also a Jimmy Bullard tattoo. Someone's got Jimmy Bullard. What's going on? The banter has left. I have to get rid of the tattoo now. # Jimmy Bullard.
Is that a real one?
Yeah, got a tattoo.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Don't lie. Can we get out of the shaft of a dick?
Jack Duncan, 21. Tweet him. Find out what's happening.
Can we tweet him?
I mean, you know, I don't know.
I can tweet. I'm going to tweet him. Do you know his name's Jimmy Bullard? Oh, no, Jack Duncan.
Yeah, tweet him now, Jim. And tweet him now, Jim. We'll try and hopefully get some information on this Jimmy Bullard tattoo in the next episode. I think that's us done, lads, for the first episode.
Can't believe that.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
It's good, weren't it?
Very good.
It's good to see you.
Next
even
episode,
if we don't do any more.
We'll have a guest.
Oh, we're definitely
and thanks also as well. You know, we really appreciate you guys listening. I know it's hard pressing that download button, but really happy you're doing. Really, yeah, it's great.
What did you call him earlier, Matt?
Fun.
What did you call him earlier?
Naughty word, wasn't it? Very naughty word. But just means to know, I really like you listening. Thank you. It's really good of you, right? Or not,
I like
great.
Listening. Even if I get tweets asking me how many keep ups I do, I still appreciate
if you,
it.
Well, basically, if you want any more episodes, just keep tweeting, telling Dave what they should do, and also thank Ian Smith on Twitter for his solid work at Ian Smith Comedy. Just comedy in there, just to remind people what he does, and give him a little tweet and say how much you're enjoying Ian on the show. Any last words?
That's it.
Until next time.
No. Thanks, guys. What a great show. What a great start.
Hopefully, there won't be long gaps in between episodes. But that's the first one back, and it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, guys, we're back. Catches.
Bye.
Bye.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixu production for Dave, produced by Sam Pearson and Chris Reedy.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is...
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising position.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.